This is Pierre Tristam, editor of Flagler Live, with your weekly reality check. Flagler County's House Representative Paul Renner used a lot of bitter words when he provided his weekly legislative update on this program last week and described advocates of Amendment 4, the amendment voters approved last November to restore voting rights to most felons. He used words like hypocrisy, intellectual dishonesty, misleading, disgusting, manipulating, but the words could just as easily be applied to him. Amendment 4 automatically restored felons' right to vote after serving the terms of their sentence as long as they haven't committed murder or felony sexual offenses. The legislature is nearing approval of a bill that defines terms of sentence to also include all financial obligations, such as fines and restitution. Amendment 4 advocates are objecting to that as a new kind of poll tax. They're right. But Renner is also right when he says that when the lawyer representing Floridians for a Fair Democracy, the Amendment 4 sponsor, appeared before the Supreme Court, he was asked if fines and restitution were included in the requirements. He said yes, but that wording never made it into the Constitution or before voters. The wording of the amendment is plain. Voting rights shall be restored upon completion of all terms of sentence, including parole or probation. It does not include restitution. What a lawyer tells justices at oral arguments is not law. The words of the Constitution are. And the court's opinion approving the amendment for the ballot never once mentions financial obligations. So hold your attacks on how Amendment 4 advocates are interpreting those words. The amendment doesn't invite the legislature to clarify anything or set out rules, by the way, as some amendments do. The legislature invited itself. So the legislature opened the door to interpretations. Renner claims he's carrying out the will of the voters, as presented to the Supreme Court. Wrong. I'm sure 6.5 voters watched that hearing before the Supreme Court, and Renner was one of them, but any voter who read that proposed amendment could see that it said nothing about fines and restitution. There's a good reason for that. All but a handful of states restore voting rights to felons. In the 20-odd states where completion of probation or parole is required, most exclude financial obligations from those requirements. So it would or should have been in Florida, especially since fines and restitution are overwhelmingly reduced to civil, not criminal, judgments. In other words, they're like traffic fines. You can't be imprisoned over them, but you're still required to pay them. That's how it should be. The same right should extend to voting. Renner was dishonest when he twice claimed here on the radio that Amendment 4 advocates are saying felons should not have to pay restitution or fines, as if they're asking for a pass. That's not the case. They're asking not to have the financial obligation stand in the way of their vote, not to end their obligation to pay. And Renner is being disingenuous when he attacks reporters for making comparisons to the Jim Crow era, as if that era, bleak as it was in Florida, never existed and doesn't reverberate to this day. Of course it does. That's why this constitutional amendment was necessary. It's finally discarding a vestige of that disgusting era. The thing is, Renner is a level-headed lawyer who knows the power of words and whose intelligence and command of issues sparkle enough that he doesn't have to stoop to base-baiting ideological rhetoric to make his points. That's why the virulence of his attacks on Amendment 4 advocates surprised me. Those advocates certainly are not innocent of misrepresentations, but nor is the legislature, nor is Renner. If the legislature is opening the door to interpretation, and it is, then let's be honest about it, let's debate, let's not ignore history, and let's respect where we're all coming from, keeping in mind the end goal is the restitution of the right to vote, not a few dollars more. This is Pierre Tristam, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.
Wait, go, go. Go, go.